Welcome to Big Blend Radio with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazine.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Quality of Life show. We're very excited because Dr. Jackie Ubani, she's been on our show for many years, starting with this show, will be on every third Wednesday to get our hearts where they belong. Happy, healthy, and ticking, right, Dr. Jackie? You want
That's
our ticking
right.
going well. And, you know, Dr. Jackie is the author of the best-selling book, Women and Heart Disease, The Real Story. You can go to our website for that, womenandheartdiseasebook.com. She's, of course, a certified cardiologist and an electrophysiologist. And today we're kicking off this new series, our Wellness Wednesday series with her, talking about food and diet and cooking, because over the holiday season, I don't know about y'all, but some of us had a good time. And yeah. We're in that part of, are we sticking to our New Year's resolutions right now? Don't look at me, because I need to talk
it
to
went
Dr.
real
Jackie
quiet.
Today. That's all I know. But we're going to talk about these lifestyle choices in food. And as Dr. Jackie says, really, and what her book is about, is to reverse some of our lifestyle habits. And if we reverse those habits, we can actually help our bodies 80%, right? Reverse some of the naughty stuff and be heart healthy. And the whole thing is really because women, it's the number one killer, right, for women?
That's correct. Heart disease is the number one killer of women in the United States.
Wow. Yep. And so diet is a good starting place.
Absolutely.
You know, because you may not be able to go jogging everywhere right now. And it's so different with this pandemic. Do you go in? Do you stay out? What do you do? But we can start to take control by what we put in our mouths. Nancy would like me to
correct.
Control that a lot.
That's correct.
So
our diet.
Go ahead.
I was going to say our diet has a lot to do with our health. So it's very important to watch what you put in your mouth, because that really determines your health long term.
So we are what we eat. So if your list, you said no refined carbs. You've got a great list of 10, 12 different things. Of the to do's and don't do's, you said no more refined carbs. So if we keep eating Wonder Bread, we may look like Wonder Bread.
That's correct. That's correct. You want to stay away from refined carbs or the white kind of carbs, like the white bread, the white rice, the white pasta, because those are refined and those are unhealthy for you.
You mean you're taking us away for comfort food and it's winter. No macaroni cheese.
No, but you can substitute that with more whole grain stuff. You can try the brown pasta, the brown rice, and whole grains are better for your heart than the white refined.
Okay.
So they're white because they're refined or they've been processed. They've gone through a couple more steps of processing where their healthy ingredients are taken out. And all you're left is the bad stuff.
But Sean, wheat bread really does taste better than white bread.
I would agree. And it's probably more filling. More filling for you.
Yeah, I think it tastes better. And I haven't had brown pasta. I haven't.
Yes, you
pasta.
Do. That's what
whole
we
wheat,
did.
Wheat pasta. Yeah, whole wheat pasta. Whole grain or whole grain pasta.
You what can. About if the vegetables? Go... The vegetable pasta. Is that a
Yeah,
naughty...
we've had that.
You just have to make sure, you know, you look on the back and see what kind of carbs they use. Do they use white flour or do they use whole grain? Whole grains. So you want more whole grains.
Okay, so we'll need to look at that because I just thought it was pretty. It's different colors.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you can add vegetables, but you don't want to, you want to make sure you don't have a lot of the refined carbohydrates.
So that is not when they say eat the rainbow, do not eat the multicolored pasta. And it doesn't mean eat Fruit Loops either. Apparently that's a no-no.
No, that's all sugar and it's just processed.
Yeah.
Those things are bad for you. So in general, you know, the healthier things tend to be fresher, you know, the fresh fruits and vegetables and the things that are not so good for you are things that tend to be more processed, things that you can eat right out of the box, you throw in the microwave. Those tend to be processed with a lot of additives that are bad for your heart.
So you say to use olive oil. when you're cooking? And is that because of the processes as well that the other oils go through that, you know, make those hydrogenated oils, and that doesn't, that likes to stick to the hips?
Yeah. So olive oil has been studied, and it actually has, you know, heart benefits. We always say, you know, that there are good fats and there are bad fats. The bad fats are more the fats that you get from animal products, and they tend to be harder and they tend to clog up your arteries. Whereas the good fats don't do that, and they tend to be better for your heart. So olive oil is one of those good fats that's good for you. And so we recommend substituting that instead of regular, you know, animal fat, or that's bad for you.
What about peanut oil? That we used to, back in the day when I worked in fast food, and you know I'm allergic to fish, and we do need to talk about fish. I worked at Arthur Treacher's as an, you know, it's a really good place for someone who can't be around fish. They cooked with peanut oil. Everything was in peanut oil, and they said that it was healthier and it didn't have cholesterol, as I recall.
Well, it is. It would be considered healthier than, you know, you cooking with margarine or lard or something like that.
Okay.
But overall, olive oil is the best in terms of heart health benefits and healthy eating. So in general, we say that the bad fats tend to be solid and room air, whereas the fats that are better for you tend to be liquid at room air. That has to do with its makeup. We say, you know, the makeup of the, you have to go to the microscopic level and talk about the makeup of the oil. So we say polyunsaturated hydrogenated products versus polyunsaturated. So the polyunsaturated ones tend to be healthier and they tend to be liquid in room temperature. And the bad one, which is the saturated fats, tend to be solid in room air.
No saturated, no refined, no saturated, no hydrogenated. Stay away from the things that sound scientific. You know, if it's just stay away from that.
If, you know, if you can't read the label and you can't say the word, you probably shouldn't eat it.
Exactly. One thing that you put on there, which I'm very excited because now I know I can have whole wheat toast. That means I can put avocado. You said on the salad, but is avocado toast allowed?
Yes. Well, if you use the wheat bread, you want to stay away from refined. And if you pick avocados are healthy, they're the healthier fats. So you can pick that instead of using margarine or butter. It's definitely a healthier food.
I do that with salsa.
So yeah, salsa is healthy.
Guacamole toast. Well, it's a little spicy. And you said, okay, here it is to look at your cooking. And Nancy, you're going to love this. No salt. Not allowed salt.
Well, now, if you can have olive oil, then you, I know olives aren't that good for you.
Yeah, so unfortunately.
Because they're salty.
Yeah. Unfortunately, salt is also bad for you, especially if you have medical conditions like congestive heart failure or hypertension. So in those situations, you want to cut back on your fat. We say about a teaspoon a day is how much you should be using. And you can spice up your food with other, you know, spices. So you don't need to put that much salt. You know, there are a lot of, you know, spices out there, you know, that you can use as a salt substitute so that you can cut back on the salt that you put in your meal.
Celery.
I've been playing with spices.
Good.
I have. Yeah. Good. Then I like to use turmeric.
That's a good one. That is definitely a good one.
Just a bit of it, but it's cool. I like it.
Yeah, I made vegetarian chili. So we've got beans and it's got a lot of turmeric. We even used some rice, brown wild rice, just so you know. It was
great.
Yes. And we put celery in there, and the celery tends to make things a little saltier. But there was salt in there. I'm sorry. I'll try and redo that and not do that again. But having these spices, it just, it's... It does add a whole bunch then, instead of doing like here or putting like oregano and basil, and it makes cooking fun and it smells good
and it tastes good.
Celery just seems to add some extra salt in there without having to use salt. That's what I've noticed. And then one chef we know, she says, if you're cooking with red wine, you don't use as much salt because the red wine makes things a little saltier. Am I loud?
Well, if you cook with wine, doesn't the alcohol just go away?
Yeah.
Anyway,
it does evaporate. Yes. Yeah. With the heat, it does evaporate.
Yeah.
But in terms of alcohol, I know we go over this every time we talk.
Uh-oh.
You're allowed. You are allowed 5 ounces as a woman. 1 5-ounce of glass of glass of wine a day. For men, it's two 5-ounce glasses, but for women, 1 5-ounce glass of wine a day. And it's good for the heart. It's been shown to improve your good cholesterol. But again, if you don't drink, you shouldn't start drinking wine for heart health benefits. There are other ways that you can improve your heart health that does not include drinking wine. You can exercise, you know, eat a heart healthy diet, and those kinds of things.
Okay.
But if you do drink, and if you do like wine, like most of us do, mm-hmm. you want to make sure you stick to just 1 5-ounce glass a day.
So how come men get to have 2?
It's just what was studied, and their bodies can process it better, and they're able to, you know, have better heart benefits with 2. But for women, just 1 ounce glass.
Well, now I am jealous.
The next time I'm coming back as a man.
Well, I just think 3 glasses is the perfect, because you should have 1 when you're done working for the day, so you can be outside, or you know, when it's nice weather, and so you have that nice relaxed time. Then you have 1 while you're cooking, because now you have to do a chore and you might as well feel a little happy about it. And then 1 when you're eating the food. Or then there's dessert.
Yeah.
So this is the Dr. Jackie show where we say, can we do this? And she says, no.
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 Oh, okay. But
I cannot endorse
avocado.
Yes.
Let us have avocado. Yes. And 5 ounces is good. And dark chocolate we're allowed, right?
Dark chocolate is better for you, absolutely, than milk chocolate. But again, small quantities.
Yeah. That's the thing. A little bit of a lot of different things.
Absolutely.
Is sugar bad? So many people I know are doing this no sugar lifestyle, you know, not necessarily a diet, but they're like eliminating salt and sugar. And I'm going, why? But they look really healthy. I don't know how happy they are, but this no sugar thing, which I get, like, we don't really
eat
gummy
sugar.
Bears on the road is a bad body. Our sugar comes from wine. Because we make that choice. It's like, are you going to do that? I won't say what happened over Christmas. It was bad. People gave us chocolate.
Yeah.
But this no sugar thing, is that good for the heart to watch sugar just like we do with salt?
For your overall health, cutting back on sugar is definitely good. You know, diabetic patients have a difficult time. And not just diabetic. People could be pre-diabetic and not even know it. Having high levels of blood sugar is bad because it does cause detrimental effects, not only to your heart, but to other organ systems. So it's better to cut back on the sugar as well.
Mm. Okay.
Yay. There it is.
But you don't have to cut it back to 0. It really depends on what your health is. If you're diabetic, definitely the restrictions are a lot stiffer.
Sure.
for people with diabetes, pre-diabetes. But if you're not, you know, either of those, you can cut back on your sugar. It doesn't have to be, you know, completely no sugar anywhere, which is very difficult to do.
Everything
that has sugars, even fruits have, you know, natural sugars, which are of course better than the processed sugars. But so it depends on what your health condition is, and of course speak to your primary care doctor before implementing restrictive diets like that.
You know, avocado and mangoes, those are the 2, and grenadilla, or what do you call them, passion fruit here. Those 3 things, that's it, and wine and cheese. Are we allowed cheese?
She keeps adding.
Okay, cheese, because I know that you're also working on your Mediterranean diet book. So cheese, a little feta, a little goat cheese, is that allowed?
That is allowed, but just again, moderate amounts of those cheeses. Yeah, cheeses are okay.
Okay, so we got a little problem
but the problem is people just overindulge, and that's where we run into problems. But
oh well,
amounts.
There's the naughty thing of people eating a piece of cheese out of the fridge, and you know what I mean. It's like,
yeah,
you know, that's, but there's good cheese, and you know, I'm just building a really good salad. This is the way you talk about animal meat, well, protein, animal proteins. So fish is better. It sounds like on your list, you said 2 servings of fish a week is really good.
Yes, especially the oily fish, like the salmons, because they have the omega-3 fatty acids. And we know that omega-3 fatty acids are beneficial for the heart and improves your cholesterol profiles along with other things as well. So you could, you know, eat two servings a week of oily fish, or you could take omega-3 supplements, as some people do.
Oh, okay. Maybe we should do that.
Flaxseed.
We can't eat fish. So
yeah, we can't eat fish. We're allergic to it.
All kinds of fish, or just
everything?
Shellfish?
We stay all away from that. All of it, because it gets so, it's because then we do that thing where we swell up and our, and then and I can't talk because my throat closes.
Yeah, no, that's considered bad.
Yeah. And Nancy says, here, have some fish, Lisa. Have some fish.
The only fish I found that I can eat is canned tuna, which makes me feel like canned tuna is not really tuna.
chicken
of the sea.
Again, the canned products tend to be bad for you because they have a lot of salt in them, because that's how they preserve these things. That's how they can stay on the shelf for months and months at a time with all these preservatives.
So when we say we want to make Spam burgers,
heavens,
no.
What is Spam? I know what I don't really
want
is
to know
Spam.
What's in Spam. It's like bologna. I don't want to know.
It's a whole bunch of different sausages mixed together. My dad used to be a butcher, and his version of Spam tasted a lot different than what's on the shelves. A lot less saltier.
So it's scarier when you actually purchase it, because you really don't know what they put in it.
You really don't know what's in it.
Well, you know what? October
Other
is
than
sausage.
There's a lot of ammonia. What did he call them? Ammonia sulfates.
That's not good. That's all preservative stuff.
Yeah.
But it's chemical again. But October is sausage month, and we're doing a radio, live radio broadcast, I think October 3rd, to celebrate Sausage Festival. And we're having all these sausage recipes. So you probably won't want to come on that. Well, it's a whole Oktoberfest thing, and it's a whole crazy, silly thing. But, you know, because it
sounds interesting.
It's like beer and sausage pairing. So I have a funny feeling that, you're going to tell us that will be your naughty thing for the month. Like, you're allowed one day of silliness. And
one
then
day, that... right. In moderation. That's right. But don't.
So you can have one
it.
Sausage link instead of.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Instead of eating the whole pack or something.
Right.
Yeah, just
and you're not going to do that every day.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
We're actually vegetarian. Yeah. Nancy and I are pretty vegetarian.
Pretty
are
much.
You?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. However, so a lot of our protein comes, because I can't eat tree nuts now, because of, apparently that happens when you start aging for some people, like myself, that tree nuts, when those are healthy, right? Like almonds, would that be a healthy snack? Because that's a good fat. Okay.
Almonds, absolutely. Almonds are healthy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now eggs. This is the yes no game. It really is. I think next time you come on the show, we'll have like 10 people just go give out a word and you just go yes no.
Yes no, yes no.
Okay,
so eggs are a good source of protein. The yolk does contain quite a bit of cholesterol. So if you have high cholesterol, you should, you know, be cognizant of how many eggs you eat, or you can eat the egg whites. But overall, eggs provide a good source of protein that's healthy for you.
And you can cook them. You're gonna have to use olive oil, because you don't, or you could boil them.
Broil them many ways.
Oh, that's healthy. I'm feeling better now. Okay, we've got some yeses. Okay, now vegetables. You say look at them as being your main meal.
Yes, you can think about, instead of having the animal protein, like the beef, as your main meal and the veggies as a side, you can make the veggies your main meal and maybe the animal protein as a side for people who love, you know, animal products or, you know, meat. So if you, you know, switch it out that way, that's a healthier way to eat.
And it's cheaper.
The protein,
It's cheaper. Yeah,
it probably is cheaper this day and age. I know that steak prices have increased quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so it's probably cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's cheaper when you start getting more vegetables and meat. Meat seems to have that adds up. Yeah, it can add up depending on
there's
what you're
buying. There's a lot more to raising meat product, you know, raising animals for meat products than there are, you know, vegetables.
And it depends if you're buying organic, you know, cage free, you know, if you're looking at it just, you know, like look at the meat. I mean, the beef, you know, a lot of times you want things to be local, grass fed, all of that. And the more you do that, it just keeps adding up. So you get to have one meatball instead of 10.
That's right.
And the meatball is this big.
Yeah. Should we be looking at this also for children, you know, families, you know, when they're looking at budget meals, that's where I think they get us in the stores with the refined, you know, here's the white pasta, but if you just take the whole wheat, make it fun, start kids off with that kind of, you know, so it's not like something you have to change your lifestyle when you're in middle age suddenly, you know.
Absolutely. I think that's an excellent idea. Start raising your kids to eat healthy so that it becomes a normal way of life for them. And it doesn't have to be a drastic change in your lifestyle as you get older.
Well, and yes, sometimes you see children that are, I feel really bad for them because I can imagine what they go through in school when they're very, very overweight.
Yeah.
And, I think it's hard for them to play sports. Mm-hmm. And you know they're getting teased. So, I mean, it's if you feed your child what's healthy, you can really make them a lot happier.
Right.
And, you know, then later on, they'll make the right choices. Because I think once you get used to eating a certain way, then like I find now, because we really don't use hardly any sugar at all. If we have something in our coffee, we use stevia. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and when if you go back and put a teaspoon of sugar in your coffee, it's almost too sweet.
Yeah.
Because my taste buds have changed.
My teeth bent. Like if you have a soda.
Yeah, see, I don't do soda.
I weird out. My body weirds out. Mm-hmm. It doesn't like it.
No.
You know, we have it once in a while, but it's your teeth start. I just feels like it's all bending. But see, your palate change. It does. The teeth feel like they bend whenever I have sugar like that. It's like, ooh. It's not, you know, your palate changes when you start getting away from that.
Yeah. So those carbonated products, you know, sometimes have the carbonation can affect your enamel, help wear your enamel down. And that probably is why you feel like there's something going on with your teeth.
Yeah. Or just because it's just like, attacked. Oh, it's so sweet, you know?
Yeah.
But Nancy mentioned coffee. And sometimes I've heard that with patients, with high blood pressure, that coffee is not a good thing? Is that true?
A lot.
Well, the jury's out on really whether or not, you know, coffee is bad for you. We don't really know in terms of heart issues.
Okay.
But if you do have a specific heart condition where, you know, your heart's either racing, we call it palpitations, then you should probably stay away from coffee because coffee is a stimulant that can worsen that condition. But as far as cholesterol, as far as causing heart attacks or anything like that, we don't really know if coffee has a detrimental effect.
If I don't have a cup of coffee, I'm going to have a heart attack. Are you kidding me? If I don't have coffee in the morning, could you imagine the world didn't have coffee, how crabby we would all be?
Oh my gosh.
But, yeah. It would be intolerable.
It would be like World War III. I mean, forget COVID and everything. This would be like a real pandemic. Everybody would be crazy. But so coffee, going back to those kind of things, those stimulants, you see a lot of people drinking those Red Bulls and all these really high, like energy
drinks.
Kind of drinks. Are those good for your heart, do you think? Or does it matter? Or is it per product?
No, the stimulants, especially the Red Bulls, they can cause, again, palpitations. If you have issues with fast heartbeats, tachycardia, or extra beats, like what we call premature ventricular contractions or PVCs, PACs, if you have conditions like that, the stimulants exacerbate them and it just makes you feel worse and it makes you more symptomatic. So we generally recommend to stay away from those kinds of drinks.
Don't use them in cocktails?
Oh, gosh.
Some people
your poor body.
No. We got the big no.
So you take the stimulant and you put alcohol in it. That sounds delicious.
Red Bull and vodka.
Well, you know, there's like that TV series coming out, and I think it's already been running, with kids doing all kinds of drugs and doing these kind of cocktail drinks, kind of like a DARE system where they're pushing themselves further and further with all these things in and your bodies. And that's why I bring it up. I mean, you came on a show talking, remember you were on the doctor show talking about this, about, oh yeah, do cocaine, try it once, but you know, you may never do it again, but down the road, you're in trouble.
Exactly, exactly. It can still have long-term effects on your heart. Mm.
And so after your meal, cigarettes or vaping? No.
No, cigarettes are terrible for you. Terrible, not just for the heart, but most of your organ system. It's been linked. There's a direct link to cancer. Mm-hmm. You know, the Surgeon General said that smoking cigarettes is one of the most preventable ways of, one of the biggest ways that you can prevent heart disease. So you want to stay away from cigarette smokes and vaping, because these are what we call carcinogens. They have chemicals in them that cause cancer.
Oh, yeah. See, a lot of people went to vaping thinking it was a healthy alternative.
No, it's not. It's not. All the same kind of products. Yeah.
I'm going to get you to answer on a yes. After you have your meal that's got mostly vegetables or a side of fish or a side of meat, right? You've got salad, some greens, some avocado. You've had your 1 5-ounce glass of wine if you're a lady. Then you're going to close it all off by taking a walk around the neighborhood or the park.
Yes.
Okay. I win.
That sounds great.
There it is.
Yes. Okay. That is awesome. That's an awesome way to end your evening. And you can go with friends. Make it fun. Once you've gathered with your friends for this delicious meal filled with vegetables and, you know, avocados and olive oil, and you have your glass of wine, and you guys can go out and take a walk in your neighborhood.
Just walk it off.
A perfect end to a perfect evening.
Yes, I love this. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Jackie. Always good wisdom. The yes and no game with Dr. Jackie. Tune in for every third Wednesday here on Big Blend Radio. More importantly, go get Dr. Jackie's book, Women and Heart Disease, The Real Story. You can get it at womenandheartdiseasebook.com, on Amazon, all those great places. We're waiting for the next one. We're very excited because we know you're working away. And so in the meantime, we'll play yes and no. And for anyone who is in Orange County, Southern California, you can go make an appointment to see Dr. Jackie. And you can go to her other website, which is cvwellnessinstitute.com, standing for cardiovascular, right? Is that a big word for me?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. There you
go. All right.
Thank you so much, Dr. Jackie.
Thank you. It was a pleasure as always.
Always fun. And good, I'm going to go take a run around the block.
And I'm going to watch you.
And Dr. Jack is going to have a glass of wine.